Title: A Membrake Chopping from Scratch with Clean Routing Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper MN kit from scratch in Ableton Live, the way you'd actually want it set up for drum and bass or jungle, not just slice to MIDI and hope. We're going to warp it right, chop it fast, and then do the part that separates clean producers from messy ones, routing the slices into kick, snare, tops, and ghost buses so you can mix the break like a real drum recording. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly. I like 174 BPM as a starting point. And for now, leave groove and swing alone. We'll earn the swing later once the timing is locked. Before we even import audio, I want you thinking like a mixer. Create a group track called Drums. Inside that group, we're going to end up with four audio tracks: kick bus, snare bus, tops bus, and ghost or fills bus. Even if that feels overkill, this is the whole point of clean routing. You're building a break that you can actually control. Optional but highly recommended. Set up two return tracks. Return A is a short room verb, and return B is a parallel crush channel. The short verb is not for washing the break out. It's for giving tiny bits of air and depth without destroying punch. Set your reverb to a room. Keep decay around half a second. Add a little pre-delay like 5 to 15 milliseconds. High cut it somewhere around 6 to 9k. Low cut it around 150 to 300. Then put an EQ after it and cut lows harder if the return still feels boomy. For the parallel crush return, fake aggression on a fader. Put a saturator first with soft clip on. Drive it maybe 3 to 8 dB. Then drum bus, with drive fairly high, transients up, and boom used carefully. Then a compressor doing real work, 4 to 1 ratio. Attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release auto or around 80 to 150 milliseconds, and you're aiming for like 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. That's your Make It Speak channel. Now import your MN. Drag it onto an audio track. Step 1 is warping, and this is where most people quietly lose the battle without realizing it. Turn warp on in clip view. If Ableton guessed the segment BPM wrong, type in an approximate original tempo. A lot of classic Amen sources are around the mid-130s, but yours could be different. Don't stress about the number, stress about the loop being the correct length. Pick a warp mode. If you want it clean and stable, start with Complex Pro. If you want it snappier and more chopped, go with Beats mode. If you choose Beats, set Preserve to Transients and bring the envelope down somewhere around 40 to 70. Lower envelope usually tightens the tails, higher envelope keeps more of the natural sustain. We'll refine later. Now we need to lock the bar length. Find the first real downbeat, the clean one, not a little pre-hit. Right-click and choose warp from here, straight. Then zoom out and check the end of the phrase. Most amens are 4 bars. So if your clip starts at bar 1, the end should land right at the start of bar 5. If it's drifting, don't start randomly warping every hit. Put a warp marker near the end, grab a strong transient, and pull it so the end lands exactly on the bar line. Here's the coaching moment. Decide your timing philosophy before you slice. If you want classic jungle looseness, your goal is mainly that the loop length is correct, and you're okay with some hits being a few milliseconds early or late. That's part of the feel. If you want modern rollers tightness, after you've got the loop length correct, go in and nail the main backbeats, especially the snares, so bars 2 and 4 feel glued to the grid. Let the small stuff breathe, but anchor the snare. Once it loops perfectly, consolidate the clip. That just makes your warping stable so nothing shifts on you later. Next, slice to MIDI. Right-click the warped MN clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. Use the built-in slicing preset. Ableton will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack, and each transient becomes a pad with a sampler inside it. Instant kit. But we're not done, because that default rack is rarely clean. Open the drum rack. Click a few pads and look at sampler. Most of the time it's in one-shot mode, which is what we want. Usually warp should be off inside sampler, because your source audio is already warped and consolidated. Now the big one, clicks. Add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. Add a fade out somewhere like 2 to 10 milliseconds. You're not trying to fade the life out of it, you're just preventing hard edges. If you still hear a click even with fades, that's a classic sign the slice is starting mid-waveform. In that case, don't just increase the fade. Nudge the start point slightly forward until it's closer to a zero crossing, then keep the fade short. That gives you a cleaner transient without dulling the hit. Now, tails. The Amen has room tone and grime between hits, and that's part of the magic. So don't gate everything to death. But for noisy slices that smear into the next hit, play gate after simpler and use it gently. Short release, something like 20 to 80 milliseconds. You just want to stop obvious overlap. Before we route anything, a quick gain staging reality check. If some slices are way louder than others, your bus processing is going to behave unpredictably. Quick method. Put a utility on keypad chains, especially the loud kicky ones and the loud snare ones, and trim them down. The goal is that when the beat plays, each bus peaks somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. That gives your saturators and compressors consistent input, and it makes your mix decisions calmer. Now we do the clean routing step. Inside your drums group, create those four audio tracks: kick bus, snare bus, tops bus, ghost or fills bus. Go back to your drum rack track and enable the rack's I/O view so you can see where each pad chain is sending audio. For each pad, set audio to and pick the bus it belongs to. Kicky hits to kick bus. Main snares to snare bus. Hats and symbolish stuff to tops bus. Ghosts, chatter, little rolls, weird in between bits to ghost bus. If you're unsure what a slice really is, here's a super practical trick. Duplicate your original warped Amen audio to another track called Audition and mute it. When you're classifying a slice, solo the pad, then quickly a/B with a full loop on Audition. You'll hear the role that slice plays in context. This saves so much time and so many misroutes. And while we're here, another secret weapon. Choke groups. Put your tiny edit slices, like a little snare ticks and hat ticks, into the same choke group in the drum rack. That way, if you do a 1/32 stutter, it doesn't become a pile of overlapping tails. It becomes a clean machine gun effect. Okay, now we process each bus with intention. The whole point is, kick processing shouldn't mess with hats, hat widening shouldn't ruin snare punch, and heavy crush should be optional, not baked into everything. Kick bus. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 HC to clear sub-rumble. If it feels boxy, cut a little around 200 to 350. Then drum bus for punch. Drive a bit, transients up, and boom only if it helps and doesn't fight your bass. If you do compress, keep it light, like 1 to 3 dB of reduction. Slower attack around 20 to 30 milliseconds so you keep the smack. Snare bus. EQ first. High pass maybe 80 to 120 HC. If it's thin, a wide boost around 180 to 220 can add body. If it needs crack, a little around 3 to 6K. Then saturator with soft clip on. Then glue compressor. Medium attack. Release around a tenth to a third of a second. Ratio 4 to 1. Just a couple dB of glue. If the snare is triggering compression inconsistently, you can put a gentle limiter or a soft clip before glue, just 1 to 2 dB, to tame spikes, so the glue behaves. Tops bus. High pass higher than you think, like 250 to 500 HC. This is how you make space for bass and kick without the break sounding thin, because the kick and snare are on their own buses anyway. If the tops are harsh, a small dip around 7 to 10K can help. Add transient shaping with drum bus transients up. For width, utility can go to maybe 110 to 140%, but be careful. Always check mono. If your hats vanish in mono, pull the width back and get brightness from EQ instead of stereo tricks. Ghost or fills bus. High pass around 150 to 300. This is where you can get creative without ruining your backbone. Add an auto filter, maybe a low pass with 12 dB slope, and map cutoff so you can do builds. And this bus gets more send to your short verb and parallel crush than the kick and snare. That's how you get excitement without turning the whole break into soup. If you want an old sampler vibe, lightly use Redux on this ghost bus only, then EQ the fizz. Now we actually write a pattern. Create a MIDI clip on the drum rock track. Start with the classic two-step skeleton. Kick slice on beat 1. Snare slice on beat 2. Kick slice on beat 3, snare slice on beat 4. Then add a hat or top slice on the offbeats, the ands. Keep it simple. Then add two ghost notes leading into the snare, but at low velocity. Ghost notes should feel like movement, not like extra snares fighting the backbeat. And here's a cool trick. Make velocity mean something besides volume. In simpler, map velocity slightly to filter frequency so quieter ghosts are darker. Or map velocity to sample start in a tiny range, so repeated hits don't sound like copy-paste. If you want micro swing without committing a groove to everything, do it manually. Nudge hats later by like 6 to 15 milliseconds. Pull ghosts a tiny bit early, like minus 3 to minus 8 milliseconds. Keep kick and snare stable. That gives you motion without wobbling your anchor. Now add jungle-style edits every 4 or 8 bars. A stutter is just repeating a small slice at 1/16 or 1/32 for a beat. A turnaround fill is making the last half bar busier, then dropping back into the clean two-step. A reverse hit is taking a snare slice, reversing it, fading it in, and using it as a suction into the downbeat. If you want a reliable template, bars 1 to 4, straight two-step. Minimal ghosts, bars 5 to 8, more hats, one fill on bar 8, bars 9 to 12, add a stutter on bar 12, bars 13 to 16, darker turnaround and then snap back clean. Now we make it performable, create macros, either on group devices or via rack macros, and map the stuff you'll want to automate in arrangements. A break high pass that affects multiple buses, a snare crack macro that boosts around 4 or 5k, a tops brightness macro, a ghost level macro, crush send, verb send. This is where your producer brain gets fast. You can write transitions with automation instead of rewriting the beat every time. Two more advanced ideas if you want to level up. First, two racks. Duplicate your chop drum rack. One is clean, natural tails, minimal gating, conservative processing. The other is edit, tighter gates, shorter releases, more transient shaping, more sends to crush and verb. Write your core groove with clean. Pepper the edit rack for fills. That contrast is huge in DNB. Second, the resequencing trick. Take one snare-ish slice and use it on beats 2 and 4, but make beat 4 slightly different. Pitch it down one semitone, shorten the tail a bit, add a touch more crush send. It reads as variation without adding new samples. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. If your warping is slightly wrong, nothing will groove. Fix loop length first. If you leave all slices on one channel, you'll never mix it cleanly. If you saturate the whole break hard, you lose snare definition and the hats turn into fizzy sand. If you don't use fades or zero crossing starts, clicks will haunt your edits. And if you go too wide on tops, your drums collapse in mono on club systems. Mini exercise to lock this in. Warp a 4-bar amen so it loops perfectly at 174. Slice to MIDI. Create the 4 buses and route pads. Make a 1-bar 2-step loop, a bar 8 fill, and a bar 12 stutter. Automate a high pass rising over 1 bar into a drop, and push the parallel crush send for the last 2 beats before the drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.